Good evening, Chevra. Shalom Aleichem, friends. Welcome back. Another night's Slichot. Brief idea before we start. A lot of the classical thought on Teshuvah within the Masorah, within the tradition, broadly speaking, can see Teshuvah as one of two different ways. So what some thinkers have called Teshuvah as Chesed or Teshuvah as Chevut. Chesed meaning kindness, Chevut meaning freedom. Meaning, is Teshuvah a Chesed? It's a kindness, it's a gift that God gives to us, which without, as it were, God's supernatural action, we could never have achieved something like this called Teshuvah. Or is actually Teshuvah Mimusha Chevut? Is it the completion and the enactment of human freedom? It's really a totally human idea. And of course, both ideas exist very strongly. Yesterday I spoke more about the idea of freedom. Today, a very brief idea, really more about Chesed. So the Gemara, which we have mentioned before, about the Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy, appears in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Bet. Hashem descends, is there, present with Moshe, wraps himself in the talit, reveals himself, says, any time that Israel sin, they should just say this order before me, and I will forgive them. And then we begin to read. And the first two, of course, are Hashem, Hashem. Same name for God, repeated twice, Shem Hashem. On which the Gemara expands, Ani hu kodem shiachata ha'adam, I am God before man sins, v'ani hu la'achar shiachata adam v'yaseh tshuva. And I am God as well after man's sins. It's a cryptic phrase, and it's a fascinating phrase. And the question which jumps out is, are these two midot, are these two attributes of mercy which have just got the same name? Or are they one attribute of mercy which for some reason is repeated twice? Rabbeinu Tam, the Tosfot on the side, says, D'shnei shemot harishonim, these two first names for God, hem shnei midot, they are two separate and distinct attributes of God's mercy. Now, I can understand that God is merciful achar shiachata ha'adam, that after man has sinned, God says, you can still have a relationship with me despite the fact that you have brought sin into the world, you've brought sin into the relationship, in theory, you've corrupted the relationship. Nevertheless, I'm still going to open myself up to you. But what's the idea of a midat harachamim, or an attribute of God's mercy, which comes into existence kodem shiachata ha'adam? Surely prior to man's sin, there isn't the need for it. It's only a response to man's sin. So what's the idea of God's attribute of mercy existing and being relevant and practical? Kodem shechata ha'adam, before man's sins. Any thoughts? Suggestions? Max, are you at the edge of your seat to say something?
Yeah, on the edge of my seat with
So, in theory, you could have many answers to the question. This is Mori v'Rabbi HaRav Amital. Rav Amital's answer as to why it would be necessary to have one of the Midot HaRachamim which actually kicks in before there ever was sin, said Rav Amital that it's God's mercy in the first place, an absolutely astonishing idea that God is interested whatsoever in a relationship with man bichlal. The fact that God wants to enter into a relationship with us lowly mortals, that even before any other sin has taken place, that in itself is a fact worthy of astonishment. The animal kingdom presumably doesn't sin, and God isn't particularly interested in the relationship with it, as far as we know. But the idea that God is interested in man, that itself is midat harachamim. We're about to say Ashrei, and this is something I shared with Abi a couple of weeks ago, and the idea is just too good not to share it more broadly. Famous question, where is the Nun in Ashrei? Right? Missed out. So the Gemara says Nun stands for Nefilah, for falling. It's a bit of a strange idea. There are also many positive words which begin with a Nun. This is what another teacher of mine, Dr. Yael Ziegler, suggested. What are the two lines either side of the Nun? On the one hand, Malchutcha, Malchut Kol Amim. Now, your Devar Halacha was wonderful. I'm not blaming it at all. It gave me the prop for this. On the one hand, Malchutcha, Malchut Kol Alamim. God's kingship is an everlasting kingship. God is sublime. God is up there. God is unreal. God is in the heavens. And for that, we worship him. But the next line is Someh Hashem lekol ha'naflim. God supports all those who have fallen, all those in need, all those who are lowly. Now those are two radically different ideas. I could understand that God is great and God is mighty, and the ancient Greeks also understood that. But to understand that God cares about every individual one of us and is seeking to help us out in our ways, that now is an altogether different idea. So said Yael Ziegler, Dafka, we miss out the nun of Ashrei in order to draw attention to that chasm, that huge gap in between these two visions of God. In other words, we're making a huge leap. We have to leap over the nun when we say, on the one hand, God is both Malchut, Malchut, Kaf, Kol, Amin. God is mighty, his kingship is out there. But on the other hand, Someh Hashem Lenoch, Kol, Anoflin, he also cares about us. It is a Midat HaRachamim, it's an attribute of God's mercy, that he is interested in us bichlal, not just after we sin. That is a whole other level of chidush, of an astonishing idea. But that God is interested in us even just as we are, that is a Midat HaRachamim. There is perhaps no greater prayer to bilal we have than slichot, which is simply about that just basic sicha conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.